Good afternoon. It's 2:04. I'm Duncan McFadden, 90.7 WFAE News. The city of Charlotte remains in control of the airport for now. A Superior Court judge has just made that ruling. WFAE's Julie Rose was in the courtroom this afternoon and joins me now to explain. So, Julie, what exactly did the judge say?
That control of the airport's operation is really up to the Federal Aviation Administration. And until the FAA either gives the new commission a certificate to operate the airport or decides that the commission doesn't need a certificate to operate the airport, the city will remain in control of everything that goes on out there, Charlotte Douglas.
Well, you've reported that the FAA has some concerns about the transfer of airport operations to this new commission. Has that changed?
No. What is clear after this morning's court hearing is that in order to operate an airport, you need a permit from the FAA. The city has that permit for Charlotte Douglas International. Commission supporters say the commission is just a new agency of the city. The city argues it's actually separate from the city. So the FAA has asked the attorney general to clarify which is right. And then that would clear the way for the FAA to either issue a permit to the commission or just leave the permit in the city's hands and let the commission go ahead with its director, Jerry Orr, take charge of the airport.
So the judge has really just extended the status quo in the standoff.
Sort of. But he did give the commission permission to go ahead and seek an FAA permit to operate the airport. And up until now, the commission says that it has been prevented from doing even that by the court's temporary restraining order, which has been in effect for about 10 days.
And how long will it take the commission to get this FAA permit?
Well, Jerry Orr says the FAA told him it could happen as quickly as 24 hours. It's unclear, though, if the FAA would be willing to move at all until the attorney general answers its questions about the legislation. And there's also some question here about whether the city will try to stonewall the commission. You know, they want to keep control of the airport. So, you know, they might want to try and refuse to provide information that would be necessary to apply for an airport operating permit on the commission's behalf.
That's WFAE's Julie Rose with the latest on the Charlotte Airport power struggle. Thanks, Julie.
You're welcome.